Hey, good afternoon, everybody. What we have here is some footage of young Philly, who got released on bail bond, as discussed in the last video, arriving at the cop shop and getting accosted by journalists. Young Philly, as we described previously, YouTuber. He was a huge brand. We're going to get to all the deals that have dropped him. Rapper. And some people were saying he was a Diddy in the making. Well, let me show you this footage first, and we'll get into the developments on this story. Here we go.
Young Philly, do you have a message to your fans? Now's your opportunity to say something.
The UK rapper required to check in at Northbridge Police Station every day as part of strict bail conditions.
Young Philly, do you have anything to say about these charges?
Wow, he doesn't look happy in this guy, understandably. He's gone from having millions of followers, all these brand deals that we're going to get to, and losing it all overnight. And there's evidence to back it up. I must say there's a presumption of innocence. He's not been convicted of anything yet. But we're going to look at the allegations more closely because there's more details come out. He's been charged with 4 counts of beep penetration without consent, 3 counts of SA, 1 count of impeding a person's normal breathing or circulation by applying pressure to the neck. And we're going to look at the evidence that they're talking about in a minute. So, police prosecutor Julius Di Petro opposed his release from custody during the hearing, arguing there was an extremely strong prosecution case supported by video and photo evidence. He also said that young Philly's fame meant that regular bail conditions would not be enough. This has already made many headlines, he said. Given the nature of social media, the nature of people jumping on bandwagons, given the nature of the power imbalance between the parties. And he also said that your YouTuber's wealth was a factor in this decision whether to grant him bail. His wealth is estimated at between 1 to 2 million. There is no guarantee, given his significant means, we'll be able to bring him back to face these charges, he told the court. And he was given bail. Some photos were provided of the victim. Referring to the photos, the prosecutor said, "No ordinary person can consent in those circumstances. Across her body is a history of violent acts. We say those photos and what is alleged is beyond the pale, beyond what could be considered to be a consensual act." Wow. The prosecutor wanted to ban him from posting online, but then he countered that this was entirely unrealistic in this modern age. And his bail was $100,000 Australian, £52,000 UK. And he has made a huge name for himself and created a huge following of all these brands. But now, like I said in part one on the Young Philly series, I said that the brands would drop him like a hot potato. And a story out today is that he's axed from another show after being charged with the R word and SA in Australia. So clothing and food brands have been scrambling to disassociate themselves from him ever since, with German Doner Kebab, Heinz, the Football Association, Asos. Now a live show of the Chunks and Philly show has been cancelled, in which the pair interview rappers and influencers. The Troxy confirmed the cancellation of the show. Upload Productions, which produces the Chunks and Philly show podcast, told the BBC, "We are aware of the serious allegations that have been made against young Philly and the legal proceedings that are now underway in Western Australia." In the commercial areas of business where we have responsibility, we have paused working with our client. The Football Association pulled a Cookery Series advert featuring young Philly less than 24 hours after he appeared in court accused of SA. The Greater Game campaign was launched by the FA and England team, sponsored M&S to promote healthy eating in children between 12 and 16. He was chosen to appear in its video alongside England stars, but the governing body quickly reacted and pulled the ad after news broke overnight about his arrest. Among the other brands with collaborations, Heinz and Azos. The Chunks and Philly show made further headlines after an unearthed clip showed Chunks saying that he wouldn't let him marry into his family because he's heard too many stories about him. And then the YouTuber, whose real name is Amin Mohammed, replies to the demand of what stories with, "It bends to the left. Listen, that's very scary in my head." In a lewd response, Philly replied that it was no business of his what he did when he was clarting or having beep with his sibling. He continued, "Yeah, but what's that got to do with you when I'm clarting? You've just got to worry about I'm treating your sibling good." Not good. Perplex has pulled its Philly t-shirt. And then he mentioned of him from their website and social media. And they're not responding to inquiries from the media. Heinz has removed videos featuring Philly from its own social media channels, including TikTok. Also not responding to inquiries. He regularly appeared on Foot Asylum's YouTube channel, starring in a dating series, Does the Shoe Fit?, as well as the Pro Director Soccer's YouTube. But the company has announced that his contract has been suspended. One of Young Philly's collaborators, Angry Ginge, broke his silence on the future of their gaming team following Philly's arrest. The pair of them created Girth and Turf FC in March, a virtual football team on the gaming platform EA Sports FC 24. They broadcast their games on live streaming service Twitch, and the club boasts a lineup of some of the biggest names in both the influencer and sporting world, including Wayne Rooney and Luke Littler. In a Twitch stream, Bert Whistle addressed Philly's arrest. He said, "Were to start 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm laying in bed, right? I see what's going on Twitter. First of all, I'm the exact same as you. I'm shocked. Yeah, you know, mental. But he's now obviously involved in legal proceedings. I cannot comment on legal proceedings. Yeah, you know how it is. Mad. Honestly, I can't comment on legal proceedings. I don't know anything more. I know the exact same as you. I know what's being put out in the news. I don't know anything more. Please don't think I do. It is what it is. We have to just wait for the final verdict. You will all make your own opinions and whatever, and that's fine." Yeah, so in part one of the Young Philly series, we went over how he made his wealth. He came from nothing. He was a two-year-old baby, came over from Colombia, and rose up massively through rap, music, YouTubing, pranks, comedy stuff. And he was in Australian, incarcerated, but he got bailed out. And if you didn't catch the very beginning, we showed the video of him coming out of the cop shop, in and out of the cop shop, and getting accosted by female journalists. He attempted to keep a low profile, sporting a dark baseball cap, cream hoodie, black shorts and trainers, and he looked somber as he exited the station and walked to his vehicle. The tinted out, looks like windows. He has 3 million followers on Insta and had performed at the Havana nightclub on the Gold Coast just 2 days prior to his arrest. He's been charged with 4 counts of beep, penetration without consent, 3 of SA, and 1 count of impeding a person's normal breathing or circulation by applying pressure to the neck. And we are told there is video evidence. There's pictures of the survivor's body, which the prosecutor is describing. It's a history of violent acts. So the son, I think, has done a bit on... Let's have a look. I'll get another photo of him up so you can see what he looks like. BBC photo. All these guys are always collaborating with the BBC, aren't they? There we go. Not a good look, is it, when you're in court on these things? Let's see if I got the right one up. Stop sharing. Present. Share screen. This one. There we go. Celebrity lock-in. Yeah. Not the kind of face you would want babysitting a kid, is it? Or around your daughter. And let me just check, because the son did something else about him today. Let me see if we can get that one up. About more about him losing his brands. And Philly the Sun. So hopefully some of you guys last night, we had Carlin on, who was talking about the UK Connects for Diddy. If you missed it, check it out. The main theme of the program was Diddy was linked to Tim Westwood, the BBC DJ. And that fellow himself is under investigation for similar crimes. And now Carlin believes that the new gatekeeper is Giggs. And that because the crimes are so historic, Westwood might be put in the mix in the UK investigation. But Carlin had a lot to say about that scene because he's got extensive contacts in it. And it was fascinating. You know, a lot of you guys, a lot of the viewers threw questions at him. I didn't know half the names, but he seemed to know all of them. And tonight we are back with a long-term friend of the channel, Gloria Masters, out of Australia. Her own parents not only SA'd her, but rented her out to biker gangs and such. There was SRA involved. There was unaliving involved. If you have seen a story online, Gloria Masters put one in the chat. It's one of the most horrific stories you could ever hear in your life. And we did have it on YouTube, but we had to take it down. Giggs, not the footballer, Giggs in the music scene. G-I-G-G-S. And Carlin played videos. We played videos. He's a British rapper and a songwriter. And Carlin played videos in the live last night, Giggs and Diddy together. Giggs' body language looks really awkward. Yeah, so one in the chat, if you've seen Gloria Masters tell a story, put two in the chat. If you've not, it's definitely... You don't want to have the kids in the room for that one. You've got to have a strong stomach. I remember it left me. It left me rattled for days after hearing what she went through. So we will get into some of that tonight. But I've asked her to weigh her language very carefully. She is coming on at 8 p.m. And we are going to be having 7:30. We're going to be doing the Diddy News Roundup. There's not as much as on the weekdays because of all the court stuff. But we're going to do the News Roundup. And then we are going to have on Gloria Masters. If you've got a question for her, there's a post on the YouTube community wall right now. You can put it there or you can just come on the chat and put your questions in the chat. Yeah. So we will see some of you guys at 7:30 when I come on and do the latest Diddy News roundup from today. And then get ready for Gloria. Then tomorrow is John Potash. And then Tommy Scoville on Monday. And then Professor Hashimoto on Tuesday. All Diddy stuff every evening.